Halton Hills Council has passed a motion stating that the town categorically rejects any efforts by incoming President Trump or any others to undermine the sovereignty of Canada. Councillor Darcy Keane brought the resolution before council at Monday's meeting due to the repeated comments by President Donald Trump about Canada becoming the 51st state. "I was moved to present this resolution in some form simply because I was taken aback by the comments in the media and the repeated nature of the comments, on Twitter or on social media, by incoming President Trump," Keane said. "What started as a joke in poor taste quickly became inappropriate behavior on the part of a foreign leader." While Trump has suggested most Canadians would be open to joining the United States, the resolution highlights Halton Hills' loyalty to Canada by being named the country's most patriotic town, opposing Buy American trade measures, flying more than 57,000 Canadian flags to celebrate Canada's 150th anniversary, and hosting annual Canada Day festivities. Trump has said he could use economic force to make Canada the United States' 51st state. He has threatened Canada with stiff tariffs on goods it exports to the U.S. "These measures undermine decades of partnership and inflict harm on the communities and economies on both sides of the border," said Councillor Jason Brass, who seconded the resolution. "Introducing these tariffs disregards the spirit of cooperation that has been the hallmark of our relationship." Mayor Ann Lawler said Trump's comments have given all Canadians a great opportunity to wear our hearts on our sleeves. Keane thanked councillors and the mayor for helping draft this very important resolution. "When a foreign leader starts laying claim to our nation, frankly, Mr. Trump, you're speaking out of ignorance and you're out of line," Keane said. "At that point, my allegiance is to my country, my home." The resolution will be forwarded to Trump's office through Canadian diplomatic channels, and to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Melanie Joly, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, leaders of the opposition, MP Michael Chong, Premier Doug Ford, Vic Fedeli, the Minister of Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade of Ontario, MPP Ted Arnott, the Association of Municipalities of Ontario, the Federation of Canadian Municipalities, and other Ontario municipalities.